Mooresville isn't a fancy place. It's not known for big salaries or a high-tech industry. And yet, every public school student, fourth grade and up, has a MacBook Air. Eighth grade science teacher Mark Buda has students putting together movies and news broadcasts on subjects like diseases.
As a teacher, instead of being the person leading everything, you become more of the facilitator. And you give the students something, a topic, and you let the students go with it. You direct them where to go, but you let them become the leaders in what they're doing.
And that, he says, gets them collaborating and excited about learning in a way paging through books just doesn't. Buda says you can see it paying off. Over the past 4 years, the graduation rate rose from 80 to 90%, and test scores have jumped too. That's gotten the attention of a whole lot of people, including a very influential one.
Now here at this school, this has only been going on for a few years, but so far the results have been remarkable.
Yesterday, President Obama used Mooresville schools to push his plan to connect public schools with high-speed internet. Many schools already have internet service, but it's not fast or robust enough to support a couple hundred kids with laptops and tablets. Obama said only 20% of students in the U.S. have good high-speed access in their schools.
In a country where we expect free Wi-Fi with our coffee, why shouldn't we have it in our schools? Right? Why wouldn't we have it available for our children's education?
The plan involves getting the Federal Communications Commission to expand its program to provide discounted high-speed internet to schools. Phone companies pay fees to support that work, and those are often passed on to consumers. The White House says families could see phone bills go up an extra $5 a year to help connect schools.
I actually do think that right now infrastructure is the biggest expense that we need to pay particular attention to.
That's Karen Cater, who up until recently was the Director of Education Technology for the U.S. Department of Education. She now leads a nonprofit called Digital Promise. She says it's that broadband infrastructure that's a bigger obstacle than the cost of actually buying kids laptops and tablets.
The per-student expenditure has come down dramatically, and I don't think that is something that's onerous for many schools across the country. But it does take focus. It does take commitment. It takes a particular mission.
Mooresville is a small district with only about 5,500 students. The district got grants to pay for some of the costs of installing broadband service. And the laptops are leased for about $200 a year. The district has saved some money because students don't need many textbooks anymore. Mooresville Middle Principal Carrie Tulbert says one of the trickiest things to figure out was training teachers to incorporate the technology in their lessons.
It's just dealing with the people and helping them feel more comfortable with such a significant change. It's just hard when you're asking people to change how they've done things for a very long amount of time.
For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Mooresville.